David Trofol as Edward Wilson in William Osborne and Richard Turner's 1998.
Right, Crichton, old boy. This has got to be the final draft. That morning, in the spring of 1998, Drake Matterhorn, plutocrat and president of the AmJap Corporation, was allaying the fantastic pressure he felt as his last project neared completion by devising entertainments for his two pulchritudinous children, Jay and Natalie, at their home, the fabulous Gold Tops in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, itself the nucleus of the AmJap Corporation. The project, the total enslavement of the environment, a fiddling minor country formerly known as Britain, was being overseen by his beloved brother, Colonel Brad Matterhorn, who had built power generators to be driven by the people. Only one of the population, Edward Wilson, was trying to stop this felicitous conclusion, abetted by one Norbert Snelling and Gordon Blank, Edward's manager, who had, in addition, accepted a plum post in the AmJap Corporation. Only Wilson's love for the environment's top pin-up, the fair Tabitha Minx, sustained him, though she, too, had accepted an AmJap offer of employment. Wilson had been marked for death by Colonel Brad, but fate was to play a stranger trick on him. No, Crichton, you failed yet again. This is utter, utter bogwater writing. Back to the typewriter. Back to the typewriter.
Morning. Time to get up. It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, Tabitha. What did you set the alarm for?
Guess what I'm doing today, Edward. I'm finally getting up.
What? We've been in bed for 5 days. We'll have lost the use of our legs by now. Oh, Tab, come back to bed.
You get yourself some breakfast. I'm having a shower.
What's the hurry?
You know, the AmJap Corporation, I've signed a contract to work with them. I've got to go.
But it's an evil organisation dedicated to destroying our environment and anyone who stands in its way, including me.
Is it?
They tried to kill me. That's why I'm staying here, remember?
No, I mean, is it evil?
What's attempted murder come under? Naughty?
Not an intellectual, Edward.
They're the ones who've been bombing buildings and replacing them with buildings of their own. They want to kill me because I've been trying to expose them.
I don't pretend to understand politics, Edward.
Yeah, so you're going to pose nude to help publicise an evil organisation, is that it?
You don't understand, Edward. It's the moral principle involved. I've signed the contract.
Oh, Tab, don't go. I'm frightened.
Edward, I'm not your property. I'm the sole property of the AmJap Corporation. It's in the contract. They own me, body and soul. In return for which, I'm going to be topping up for the rest of my life.
They're conning you. You won't stay young, you know.
Oh, yes, I will. It's in the contract. I'm going to stay cheeky, chirpy 19 forever.
That's obscene.
I knew you'd like that bit.
Tabitha, you can't do this.
Here, what should I wear? The pom-poms or the sequins?
I won't let you go.
Yeah, sequins. If I don't go now, someone from AmJap will come here and collect me. And you don't want them to find you here, do you? Bye, Edward.
I'll come and get you back, Tabitha.
You're safe now, Edward. She's gone.
Lunk, how did you get in?
I have my methods.
You're supposed to be my bodyguard. Where have you been?
I was out killing. Trying to forget.
Forget what?
It's gone. Yeah, you look rough. You've not been eating right. Chocolate and sugary nonsense, I should think. And you don't chew enough. 136 times you should before you swallow.
I'll rustle up some breakfast.
Thanks. Television?
Yes, Edward?
Do some channel hopping.
I don't think you're going to like this.
Next on Channel 27, Edward Wilson.
Oh,
an in-depth profile of the environment's most hated man.
Oh, Edward Wilson? Yes, it does make me shudder, actually. And this is a tricky one for that fabulous Pacific holiday. Who, in 1989, was responsible for the South Shields baby massacre?
Edward Wilson?
Correct!
And we'll be previewing Gordon Blank's new film, Edward Wilson, Complete Bendy-Thing, or Not.
Oh, stop, stop! Door, who is it?
A sort of subhuman in surgical pajamas.
Oh, that'll be Norbert. Might as well let him in.
Okay.
Oh, Edward, great! Oh, hello, Norbert. How can I help you?
Well, 5 days ago, you said you were just popping out to see if Tabitha Minx would join the movement. Well, I've come to find out what's going on. Is she in?
No. Unfortunately, she's gone to work for the AmJap Corporation.
Ah, well. The Edward Wilson movement's really going great. You're extremely popular, you know.
Don't you ever watch television?
Ah, you're controversial, yes. But membership's just topped a million. Gordon's got it all on computer in his new office.
You're not dealing with Gordon Blank, are you?
He's your manager, isn't he?
No. I fired him when he joined the AmJap Corporation.
Oh. Well, he's not one to bear a grudge. He's working really hard for the movement. Mind you, he's very busy. Apparently, he's running a hate campaign against somebody. Do you think Tabitha will join us? Only there are rumblings among the membership about a shortage of the girly element.
Oh, that's not really the point. Go back to the members and drive home the message.
Message?
About stopping the AmJap bombings, you idiot!
Oh, that. Yeah. You haven't noticed, have you?
What?
My surgical pyjamas! Everyone in the Edward Wilson movement wears them.
Why?
I don't know. You invented the style. And Gordon says it's important to follow your example.
Oh, fine. Just make sure you get the message across. Now clear off.
Right. Ta-ta.
Lunk? Where are you?
Here.
Listen, we've got to rescue Tabitha.
Be difficult. The AmJap HQ's like a fortress, and it's in the middle of the Thames.
I don't care. Whatever it takes.
I'll get the equipment. We'll have to row across, fire rocket harpoons and abseil down the outside. Eat this.
What is it?
Breakfast.
It looks disgusting.
It is, but it's good for you. Cracked wheat, carrot and pedigree chum. Feel my nose.
Oh.
Cold and wet.
I think I'll have a bowl of Tabitha's honey puffs.
I don't know why we're doing this. Girls are bad for you. A man should keep himself pure. My dad told me my body was a temple. Or was it a friend's meeting house?
This, Miss Binks, is the central control room of the AmJap headquarters.
Oh, I see, yes.
At ease, ma'am. Stand easy. Stand difficult. Stand funny. Hold that position, man. It's hilarious. You see, Miss Binks, that's discipline. At ease.
Damn.
From this room, we control everything. It all happens here.
Like what?
Todd, just about every during playing there is.
Shut up, Twain.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, you've seen the whole building now.
There she blows, sir. That's the 14th successful explosion today.
Outstanding. Oh, I mean, how terrible. Damn those terrorists. Damn. Now, Miss Minx, I'd like you to try on this protective overgarment.
What are the rules?
What an observant creature you are. Yes, working clothes, Miss Minx. Twang,
sir.
Dress her and give her the drugs.
Yes, sir.
An idle body is an abomination to the eye.
Oi! Oi! What's going on?
These drugs convert flesh to muscle. And now that body is AmJap property, we're going to use it to lure the people of this pathetic environment into a lifetime of slavery.
I don't understand.
Sit down and all will be revealed, my pudgy little donut. Twang,
sir,
switch on the video.
AmJap and the environment.
People, our main asset. The environment has a population of 75 million unfit, unmotivated, lackluster people. Our program is to create a bright, healthy population of willing slaves.
Here's a typical example. Let's call him John Smith. Years of excessive leisure and petty decision-making have made John sluggish and unhappy.
Now let's look at John as an Amjad slave. His eyes are bright. His cardiovascular system is A1. He no longer suffers the problem of deciding what to do. He does what we tell him to.
Now he's on a treadmill. John might have been a rickshaw driver or a domestic servant, but happily the choice was not his. Soon John will be joined by all his compatriots, working to make AmJap even richer.
Thank you, Dwayne.
My pleasure, sir.
Slavery? That's terrible. No one will put up with that.
Happily, they will. Slavery has acquired pejorative connotations in recent years, but that's merely liberal propaganda.
I don't want to be a slave.
There's always initial resistance to exciting new ideas, but this can be overcome with the aid of modern science. Twang, take us to the indoctrination room.
Oh, where are we going to have ourselves some fun?
I don't know about this, actually. Hey!
No, you have no idea, do you? Oh, Twang.
Sir?
Come straight back. It's nearly time for my electric shocks.
Keith, I don't want to hear another word about it. We are going to the AmJap camp in Wales today, and you are coming with us.
No way, Dad. I've told you. No way, Phil.
We are not going to be the only family in the street that does not go all together.
We were the last ones to get mega glazed.
Yeah, all right, love. Don't interrupt. I'm trying to reason with my son.
Forget it, Dad.
I'll kick your bloody head in if you don't come. We won't be eligible for the family prize. Where's my cup of tea?
In the pot. Now, Craig, you want toast?
No!
I'll put it in the funny faces toaster.
I want the glam, the glam, the glam!
Shut up, Craig.
Ow!
You've never tried to understand me, Dad.
You'll understand a shop and a my cutlass if you don't see reason.
You've never let me express myself. Well, now I am. I've joined the movement.
You done what?
Oh, my God! Yes! The Edward Wilson movement, dedicated to the overthrow of the AmJap Corporation.
Mum, don't get the cutlass.
You're not going to hurt him, are you?
Of course I bloody am.
Oh, that's it. Physical violence. Well, I'm 23, and that's technically an offence. Oh, that'll be Ian.
Oh, no, his boyfriend's arrived.
Ha, 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 very funny. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith.
Hello, Ian. Come in, love. We're just having breakfast.
Hello, Mr. Baines.
Hello, Ian. What's this I see? A love bite on your neck?
Oh, Ian.
Ian, what's going on?
No, it's a spot, Mr. Baines. Looks like one, though, doesn't it?
That's a nice hanger hat you've got on, Ian.
Yes, I like Taglo Orange. What are you doing with that cutlass, Mrs. Baines?
Well, Mr. Baines likes to cut his toast with it.
Oh. You ready, Keith? We're meeting Norbert. We better get there early or we'll be late.
I'm sorry, but Keith is coming on holiday with us to the AmJap camp.
You told me you weren't going, Keith. Can I come, Mr. Baines?
Of course you can, Ian. We got room. There's a special train. It's going to be great. There's even a song we're going to sing. How's it going, Mum?
Oggy, oggy, oggy!
Oh, good boy, Craig. Have my bacon rinds. Yeah, all right, Craig. Shut up.
I've got news for you, Dad. I'm leaving this house. I'm leaving with Ian to join the Edward Wilson movement.
What, that murderer? That evil enemy of the environment?
That's AmJap propaganda.
Oh, I see. We're all idiots, are we? But it doesn't fool you.
Just try and understand, Dad. It's something I've got to do.
Just get out of my sight. You're no son of mine.
Right. Right. Bye then, Mr. Baines. Bye, Mum. Come on, Ian.
Hello, I'm your waitress for the lunch time eating experience. Do you wish to make an order?
No, it's all right, thank you.
You two have been sitting here for half an hour. What would you like to eat?
Do you mind? We're waiting for somebody.
Well, go home and get dressed.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Very funny. Oh. These are surgical pyjamas. We wear them to show that we're members of the Edward Wilson movement. And we're supposed to sit in cafes to discuss important issues. Mm. All right. We'll have a pot of tea and a slice of cheesecake.
That told her, Keith.
Right. Now, Ian, I wanted to talk to you about the forthcoming activities weekend for the Norwood branch of the movement.
Hi there. Want to get fit?
These seats are occupied.
Mind if I join you? Thanks. Say, you want to get fit? Of course you do. Turn that flab to AmJap muscle. Take these drugs. They make you fit.
Actually, we're in the Edward Wilson movement. We don't believe in MJEP stuff.
Of course you do. Say, I bet you guys are hot with the girls, huh? See these pictures?
Blimey. That's Tabitha Meeks.
I thought Norbert said she was going to join our movement.
No way. She's a beautiful AmJack girl, like many others, enjoying a new way of life. They're all dying to meet you.
Are they?
Ian, it's a trap.
Sure they are. But you better hurry. Why not sign up now? Tomorrow you could be enjoying yourselves at one of our new activities camps.
Where do I sign?
That's the AmJack spirit. Those lucky girls.
Well, Ian, if you're going to join...
Stop! Stop!
Oh, hello, Norbert.
This should be interesting, Keith.
Hi, soldier. Want to sign up to AmJEP?
No, thank you. Is that your armored car outside?
Sure, pretty neat, huh?
Only there's some kids fiddling with the aerial.
Jeez! Hey, kid! Want to get fit? Take these drugs! Hey, don't touch that! That's AmJEP
We certainly fooled him, didn't we, Keith?
Yes. We made him think we were going to sign up.
Oh, yay, you little fight. Sorry.
What's this picture?
Oh, that's Tabitha Meeks, Norbert.
Not in the movement, Norbert.
As you promised, Norbert.
Yes. She was abducted. I was there when it happened, actually. Well, nearly. Now, I've just had some instructions from the very top, Rayleigh AmJEP bombings.
So, how are we going to persuade some girls to join us, then?
Look, forget the girly element. There's no guarantee they'll talk to us, even if they do join. We've got to clear Edward's name and expose the AmJEP Corporation as evil.
That sounds a bit political.
I think we should hold an emergency meeting about it.
One pot of tea, one slice of cheesecake.
Great. Can we have three cups and three forks?
Meanwhile, in Pearl Harbor, Jake Matterhorn played dotingly with his two sublimely beautiful children, Jay and Natalie, in their luxury mansion complex overlooking the Pacific. How's that, Mr. Matterhorn?
Crichton, are you sure you're the greatest living novelist?
Oh, absolutely, sir. The best money can buy.
Good. God knows I pay you enough. So, what happens next?
That's largely up to you, Mr. Matterhorn. The biography is bang up to date. You do things, I write them down.
Okay, so we pick it up from here. Read me that last bit again.
Jake Matterhorn played dotingly with his two sublimely beautiful children.
Okay, I'm with you. Brown!
Sir?
Where are the children?
I'll call them.
Okay, Crichton, split. Do some more like the bit where I found a cure for cancer and played for the New York Giants. I never heard that before.
In vino veritas, Mr. Matterhorn.
Pardon me?
I need a drink.
Daddy! Daddy!
Happy birthday, son. How's that little country I gave you to play with?
Oh, Daddy, I goofed. I changed the climate and the crop failed and all the people starved.
Hey, buck up. It doesn't matter.
You're just saying that, Daddy.
Listen, I didn't have a country of my own until I was 20. I wiped it out in the war.
Daddy, you're so funny. I love you.
Daddy! Daddy! Watch me! I can break down!
Natalie, my silk-like daughter.
Watch me!
Natalie, you are the most talented dancer in the world. Now, children, as today is your birthdays, I have a special announcement to make.
What is it, Daddy?
Your mommy has left home forever.
Oh, Daddy, I miss her.
It was because Daddy found out Mommy's awful secret.
Was she cheating on you, Daddy?
In a way, son, yes. She was cheating on all of us. You see, your mommy was old. There, children, there. Have some money. There you go, kids. There's some money. Now close your eyes, and when I say open, you can look at your birthday present. Brown!
Sir?
The present. Now open.
What is it, Daddy?
It's your new mummy.
Hello, darlings. I've heard so much about you, I just know we're going to be friends.
I love you, Mummy.
So do I. She's perfect. Hey, I've got today all figured out. We're going to have fun.
Woo!
Excuse me, sir. Your brother on line six.
Just quiet, darlings.
Thank you, Brown. Hi, Brad. You look fantastic. How's the environment?
Almost done. No leisure centers left, and all the power stations are operational. Slaves are enrolling at the rate of 100,000 a day.
That's fantastic. How'd you do it?
Hold on to your seat, Drake. I'll show you the new promo video.
Hello. I'm Tabitha Meek. I work for the Amjet Corporation. Fancy working with me?
Wow, that's fantastic, Brad.
Aw, Daddy, you're always working.
Say, Brad, gotta go. It's the kids' birthdays.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I forgot.
They got another one tomorrow.
Great. I'll send them something over. Dwayne, sir, give me the Environment Valley Company and the Red Arrows. Do you want them gift wrapped? Sure. Send them to Pearl Harbor. So long, Drake.
So long.
Gotta make another call.
Don't go changing. I'll tumble for you.
Gordon Blank here. Hi, Brad.
It's Colonel Brad, creep. Gordon, you're doing a great job on the hate campaign.
Oh, thanks, Colonel Brad, creep.
I want to lay it on the line.
Well, why not? Let's see who salutes it.
I'm putting you in the driving seat, Gordon.
Driving seat? Well, let's bounce it around a bit and see where it ends up.
How's it feel?
From where I'm standing, the headline looks good.
Is that an affirmative?
Colonel Brad, creep, I'm up the wall and steaming.
Good. That's settled.
What is?
Gordon, as of this moment, there's a new head of the slave recruitment campaign.
Really? Who's that?
You, you moron.
Fan-bloody-tastic. Rebecca, I don't want any more interruptions today. I'm going to be very busy.
I've got a Mr. Norbert Snelling on the line. He's been waiting all day, Mr. Blank.
Okay, put him through.
Yes, Mr. Blank.
Norbert, how's the movement?
Well, we've lost a few members to the AmJap Corporation, but membership's approaching 2 million.
He's still shifting the surgical pajamas?
Yeah. Do you think we could have them designed a bit sexier? Only...
Still no girls, eh? Well, bad luck.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a rebellion unless we do something about it.
Have you seen Edward?
Yes, twice. First in Tabitha's flat, and then I just saw him on the street with Lunk, carrying ropes, a rubber dinghy, climbing equipment, all sorts of stuff.
Typical of him. Just when the movement's taking off, he goes on holiday. He's irresponsible, that boy. I can't talk to you now, Norbert. Someone's just come in through the window. Edward, Lunk. I thought you were going on holiday together.
Up against the wall, Gordon.
Oh, this wall? Sure.
Where's Tabitha?
Let's kill him first, then ask the questions.
Let's do lunch.
Where is she?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Good, I hate jokes like this.
Where's Tabitha?
She's on the work program somewhere. I'll have to ask the database. Database, my love?
Yes, what is it?
Give me a fix on Minx Tabitha.
Please.
What?
Give me a fix on Minx Tabitha.
Look, just tell me where she is, will you? I've got a gun against my head.
I don't care where it's pointed. Manners don't cost anything.
All right, please.
She's in Generator Unit 2, 4th Level, Zone 7, Area 6, Sector 12, and I'm not repeating it.
Right. Edward, I think you've got that. See you later, then. I'll stay here and grow old and fat.
You're coming with us. We need you to get us past security. Come on.
Edward, can I just say it's a pleasure to represent you again.
Next!
Three tickets for the work program, please.
Oh-ho! Don't get smart, Trusty Burger. Through that steel door on the right and join the queue for the indoctrination room.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What's your blights? Oh, please, thank you. Next!
Hello! I'm T, and this is Ian. We're thinking of joining up. Are there any girls?
Oh-ho-ho! Men of the world, huh? Look at this picture.
Whoa!
Through the door, lusty fellows. Turn... turn left.
Right. Where now, Gordon?
I think it's this room here.
Right. You two keep watch. I'm going in.
Right. Check.
Go away. I'm not decent.
What? Tabitha? It's me, Edward. I've come to rescue you.
Oh, hello, Edward. I knew you'd join up in the end. Nice, isn't it?
Tabitha, what have they done to you? You've lost weight.
Yeah, I'm all muscle now.
Look, we haven't got much time. What are you doing?
I'm working. I'm at this place, and this is my treadmill. Great, isn't it?
So that's what they're doing, using the population of the environment as slaves.
Yes, brilliant. All the difficult jobs are going to be done by robots and computers. We just make electricity.
What?
People power. People are the most efficient renewable energy source there is. We're all going to run round and use big wheels and make electricity for the Amjet Corporation.
I can't believe this.
Oh, you're just suffering from initial resistance. Don't worry. We've got a machine that cures that.
I can't understand why you're doing this.
Oh, that's the best bit. For these.
Peanuts?
Yeah. They're great. The harder you work, the more you get. They're absolutely packed with vitamins and drugs to make you fit and healthy. Oh, and I really am going to be 19 forever, by the way.
We've got to stop them before it's too late.
Plus, I've got special responsibilities. Look at the screen on the telephone, Edward. That's Power Station 6. Hello, Joyce. It's Tabitha Mintz here. You're all doing terribly well. There. Edward, put me down!
Tabitha, we've got to put a stop to this evil. I'm taking you away.
Edward, put me down. I've got to walk and get back in the happy wheel.
You'll thank me for this later.
I won't.
1998 was written by William Osborne and Richard Turner and featured David Threlfall as Edward Wilson, with Pam Ferris, Rebecca Stevens, Hugh Laurie, Mike Myers, Steve Steen and Richard Turner. It was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.
1998 is a division of the AmJap Corporation. AmJap. Power for life.